This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
To all of our Christian friends around the world, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I send you these greetings from Jerusalem. I'm standing in the courtyard of this magnificent international Christian embassy. I'm so proud of our relations with our Christian brothers and sisters. I wonder, for many of you, if you remember the experience you had when you first visited Israel, when you saw the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, or the Via Dolorosa, or the Sea of Galilee, or Nazareth. I'm sure it moved you deeply. And it moves us deeply to have this bond with you, because we all know that this land of Israel is the land of our common heritage. It changed the story of humanity. It changed civilization. What a magnificent heritage it is. Yet, we also know that it is under attack these days, that the forces of intolerance, of barbarism, that attack all religions, attack Christians with particular vehemence. We stand with you. And I'm proud of the fact that in Israel, this is the one place in the Middle East that the Christian community not only survives, but thrives. And it's no accident. It's because of our commitment to religious freedom. It's because of our embrace of our heritage. It's because of our embrace of our common future. So please come to Israel. Come and visit me. I'm waiting for you. It'll be a great experience for you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu delivering his Christmas greeting from the International Christian Embassy in Jerusalem this week. And I'll tell you, if you have not been to Israel, for many years I was invited and did not have a chance last year. Finally had a chance, the opportunity to go. I went with 30 other pastors around the country. And what a special experience, you know, and I had so many friends tell me, so look at, when you go, it is going to make, the Bible come alive in such a way. And I don't know how to put it, you know, in any more words than that, but to tell you what they told me, and that is that the Bible will come alive in so many special ways for you, because it's personal. And it is dramatic, I will tell you. So, it's very nice for the Prime Minister to invite us all. And, you know, again, I'm reminded as he's speaking, Christmas, this very special, Christian holiday. And interestingly enough Christmas falls on the same day as Hanukkah this year too. So, you know, you talk about a real handshake and opportunity for people of faith, Christian and Jews coming together on this day. And here it is in this country. We have so much to celebrate. And I know some people would, you know, scratching their heads still and saying, and who would have thought someone like Donald Trump would have made this all possible because of the Christian persecution that had been taking place not only around the world, but even in this country domestically, the attack on Christianity, even to this day. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it is, if there will be a time where, you know, Christians will have this chance to rebut back in love and mercy, but to be able to rebut back what, you know, what their faith is out, you know, all about. You know, the Bible says that when righteousness reigns, the people rejoice. And I gotta tell you, and I understand some people may not see this, but, I am seeing that righteousness is beginning to reign, and as a result, hope is, regardless of what the First Lady would have to say, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment with Megan Barth, hope is rising, and people are rejoicing at the opportunity that is about to, you know, come to our shores, not only our shores, but around the world as well. And who would have thought, because of a Donald Trump presidency. But this is why it's so important for us to pray for this president, to pray for everybody involved with the administration, and to pray for we the people and the people of the world. Psalm 91 is one that we're encouraging. to pray for God's protection for our nation and for those Christians that are being persecuted around the world. This is Bill Martinez. Stay with us. We've got more.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got lots to talk about this morning. And it is perfect timing that we have Megan Barth with us. Megan is the founder and proprietor of ReaganBaby.com, a nationally recognized political commentator and women's advocate. Megan, Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'll tell you, excellent news this morning. The world's most wanted man is dead. A rookie Italian policeman guns down the fugitive Berlin killer, screaming, Allahu Akbar, after he shoots his fellow officer when they confront him in Milan as Tunisian's ISIS suicide video is revealed. Boy, this is pretty graphic. But, you know, I think that people are very relieved to hear of this news.
I didn't hear that news. I must have broke. I was on an earlier program. So I've already been on the radio this morning, so it must have broke while I was on. That is fantastic news. But let's take a step back before we celebrate too much and look at what Angela Merkel did. She not only imported 1.5 million refugees. But this guy, this Tunisian jihadi, walked her streets for a year waiting for the paperwork to get done so he could be deported. Are you kidding me? You deport a jihadi through the barrel of a gun.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wait for paperwork. So she has blood on her hands because of paperwork. This is the problem with the politically correct globalist culture that has gotten us into this type of trouble, whether it's in Berlin or whether it's here.
Yeah, exactly.
But thank God for Donald Trump. Thank God that we now have a commander-in-chief. And one of the most stark differences in how you can see the difference in the outgoing administration and the incoming administration is the statement that the White House released and the statement that Donald Trump released after this terrorist attack. And if you read those statements, the White House never mentions Islamic terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
It is completely benign. It's nearly like a six-year-old wrote it, right? And
exactly.
Then you look at Donald Trump and his statement, and he basically says, we are going to eradicate, you know, radical Islamic jihadis from the face of the earth. Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
That's exactly what needs to happen.
Well, this is what America has been waiting for. It's also the world as well, Megan. Political correctness, as Dr. Sebastian Gorka explained yesterday, has just given, you know, ground cover, you know, to radical Islamists around the world. And here in the United States, dare we say, I mean, look what's going on. The numbers that they have, you know, statistics for people who want to hear statistics. I mean, the Muslims are not lying in as much as they're saying, look, they want Sharia law here in this country. Well, Sharia law in the U.S. Constitution is not compatible. That's just the bottom line. And so I know this shocks some liberals who want to think that we should all be able to get together and get along, but evil and goodness do not get along. And evil is when you want to go and do what these radical Islamists want to do. And, you know, they need to, you know, we need to take a stand. And people have been saying this for a long time. And as you say, thank God there is one Donald Trump. And who would have thought? Who would have thought it would have taken Donald Trump for all that they did to malign him and make fun of him? And even to the point where you've got some knucklehead on an airplane attacking his daughter and his family, which is ridiculous, you know. But, you know, this is America today. And again, I mean, it speaks of. Again, Donald Trump and his family. I mean, how much class did they demonstrate? Did Ivanka demonstrate on the plane and her family by not, you know, going absolutely ballistic for some guy, you know, attacking her verbally while they're on a plane with their children?
Right in front of her kids and right in front of his kids.
Yeah.
This is how he's raising his child, to attack a woman verbally. With her kids in tow. But this is what the left has created. This is the legacy of Barack Obama. This is the legacy of the mainstream media, where they created so much division and so much distrust. And they maligned, as you said, Donald Trump and his entire family. And you have this unhinged homosexual liberal going off on Ivanka and screaming that her dad has ruined the country. Her dad isn't even president.
Yeah, he's not even president, but look at all the other signs with the stock market going up. All these things, you know, calling Islamic terrorism for what it is. The hope that has risen in this country, the sentiment that is evolving. I mean, it is a wave, a positive wave of all kinds of good things that are on the horizon for this country. He doesn't see it. The First Lady doesn't see it. She's on with Oprah, and she just wants to say, bye-bye, Felicia. That's it. That's her answer.
Right. Well, one of the things that I took away from the First Lady's lamenting with Oprah about how she feels like it's now, you know, how it feels not to have any more hope, she's absolutely right. The Marxists don't have any hope anymore.
Right.
They don't have hope to completely, fundamentally transform this country into a third world hellhole.
That's a good point.
Through our open borders, much like Angela Merkel. They don't have any hope to keep Obamacare in place and go for single payer. They don't have any hope in stacking the Supreme Court. We now have the hope. The working class man and woman who put Donald Trump in office and 62 million people have a lot of hope, and we will continue to have hope for decades because the Supreme Court will be protected from the insane liberal agenda that they were ramming down our throats against our will.
Well, Megan, you bring up an excellent point here in terms of the perspective of hope and through what eyes you see it. Certainly the First Lady represents that liberal part of America. And the thing that makes her, I guess I want to say dangerous in such a way, just as Barack Obama, is because they're so doggone charming. Because they're on the surface so charming and convincing, you're thinking, okay, you know, she's just so sweet and everything. But meanwhile, their hands are in your pockets. They're stealing your spirit away, you know, through this ideology. And look how close to the brink America was. And flat out, I mean, you got to call it for what it is. And I know some people, you know, they're hesitant to do this, but that's political correctness. That's what has allowed jihadis to come into this country for people not to be vetted. I still scratch my head. You know, the president tells us, says, look, it takes 3 years to vet people. Well, if we only found out about the refugees coming to America in February, and here they are coming in, and they're saying, you know, it was supposed to be 10 million. They're saying it's actually, I mean, 10,000. And they're saying it's probably closer to 20,000. I mean, this is the typical, you know, mathematical equation that our government is using. I don't know if it's Common Core or what it is, but in their calculus, 1 + 1 doesn't equal 2 anymore, Megan. It's astounding to me.
Right. Angela Merkel led in 1.5 million Islamist refugees. Barack Obama has let in 1 million Muslims in 8 years. We're going to have a problem. We do have a problem. And until we start enforcing the law and making sure we do vet these people that are coming, we have no responsibility to allow everyone in our country.
Exactly.
Zero.
Well, we'll pick it up from there. Megan Barth with this founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. It's Bill Martinez at 15 after the top of the hour.
100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey! Merry Christmas, Mr. Potter!
Happy New Year to you! In jail!
Go on home, they're waiting for you!
Why are you smiling like that?
I just like to smile. Smiling's my favorite.
Make work your favorite. That's your favorite, okay?
Okay.
Work is your new favorite.
Fine.
Time for an announcement.
Okay, people, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m., Santa's coming to town.
Santa! Oh, my God!
Santa here? I know him. I know him.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You know, Megan, hearing Will Ferrell, you know, Santa, you know, you're hearing echoes around the country right now about Donald Trump, you know, and about the positivity that is spreading. Look what is going on. The stock market at record levels, the hope, and we've been talking about, you and I, in weeks and, you know, since the election, this pent-up productivity, I see this so clearly, has just been lying dormant. It is so frustrating that when this is all unleashed, when the regulations are unleashed and people can open up new businesses again and dream big dreams again, I'm telling you, Megan, we're looking at a very quick pace of 3 to 5 GDP. I mean, it will be astounding what will happen when America gets back to work again and does what it naturally does. I mean, it's not like we're asking for perfect planetary alignment here. This is just what we do. Just get out of the way and let us work and go do and be about our business, and we'll make a lot of great things happen here, won't we?
And, you know, I think that the American people have been lulled into a sense over the last 8 years of mediocrity. And the Barack Obama administration mainstreamed a 1% GDP. That is a historic low. There has never been another president that has not reached a 4% GDP. And with the amount of money that Barack Obama not only collected in taxes, but also spent and obviously created a massive amount of debt, we can't afford a 1% GDP.
Yeah, right.
And so what you see is a consumer confidence now. The consumer confidence index is absolutely through the roof. We see companies like IBM saying, sure, we'll create 50,000 more jobs here. We have foreign investors saying, I'm going to invest $50 billion in this country.
Yes.
We have companies like Ford saying, no, we're not going to move our plants down to Mexico. We're going to build Ford products in America. We even have Apple, who does most of their manufacturing, if not all of their manufacturing in China, even talking about manufacturing in the U.S. for the first time. So when government moves, the private sector and the corporate sector respond. Some it's more visible or apparent than others. But now we see, as government now is going to be shrunk back by repealing a lot of the erroneous regulations that the EPA passed, as well as other bureaus have passed to force down businesses. Tax reform, for example, is going to be huge. Now we see companies, corporations, and people responding in a positive manner, which is driving the consumer confidence index up. And corporate manufacturing is saying, hey, we can actually probably build something in America again. How great would this be?
What a concept. Yeah, exactly.
Megan,
what you said earlier, and I just want to bring back to focus because it was so powerful, and that people need to clearly understand the difference between the free market and what was being social engineered by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, you know, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and, you know, Warren. You go down the line here, and that is communism, all this social democracy that they promote. The end game is mediocrity. They suck the spirit right out of you, and they level everything out. This is my problem, and I will tell you, I know that there are some union shops that don't necessarily do that, but the end game in the unionization of the labor force, this is why most of America has rejected labor unions. You look at what labor unions have done. They had to make the shift away from, from public and go private and go with the government. Now they represent 6% in the general marketplace. Because it doesn't work, because the people are frustrated. They're saying, why should I be mediocritized? I'm not a mediocre person. I want to be able to, you know, develop and expand the giftings that God has blessed me with. That's when I have fulfillment. That's when I'm happiest. To be thwarted and just to say, okay, we're going to give you a job and we're going to put you in this little 9-dot paradigm here. And as long as you march to this tune, you're going to get paid the $25 an hour job. And welcome to the world of boring and inopportunity and thwarted ambition. That's what goes along with progressivism, is that they want everybody to march to the same tune. This is not the American way of life, and people need to wake up and see how close to the brink we were. As, you know, our good friend Wayne Allen Root talks about repeatedly, but I don't think America is really fully aware of how close they came to losing all of that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think Ronald Reagan once said, and I'm kind of paraphrasing, and I might actually hack this quote up, but he said socialism in one sense is great. It can fill your belly with beans. It can provide you shelter, et cetera. However, it does not recognize the American spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem with the Democrats and what they had, and even Bill Clinton admitted it, and some members of the Democrat Party that aren't so far left, that the Democrats simply, along with their union buddies, forgot about the working man and woman. They turned their backs on them. They were thinking that they were going to win this election by appealing to the elites, to the celebrities, to those on the coastal, coastal country, whether it be New York or California.
California, right.
And they forgot, you know, Hillary Clinton didn't even go to Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe she went once. Donald Trump went like nearly a dozen times. I think he went 9 or 10 times. So the targeting that Donald Trump did, led by Kellyanne Conway, my God, if she were a liberal, she would be on the front page of every major magazine. She would be heralded as the feminist champion. But she's not, because she doesn't share the feminist ideology. And so instead she's excoriated and made fun of by the likes of Joy Behar. But the accomplishment of this woman, Kellyanne Conway, is now just being dismissed because she doesn't share in their ideology. And also the prosperity and the hope, actually, that's being demonstrated through the stock market is dismissed by the likes of Michelle Obama. And they lost.
Yes.
They simply lost. And they aren't doing anything to figure out perhaps why.
Mm.
They are blaming everybody else but themselves. And they've doubled down, I think, on stupid by electing Nancy Pelosi. And now perhaps they are even going to appoint an anti-Semite by the name of Keith Ellison to head
their
party.
The DNC. I know that's absurd.
It just doesn't compute, does it?
Well, they need to wake up because, you know, the fact of the matter is, Megan, look at this. You know, we have several parties, but primarily the Democrats and Republicans. And I would say this to the Green Party and all independents, all hands on deck. And when all hands are required to come on deck, it doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat. This is about saving this grand republic, this great American experiment. We need everybody involved here. Otherwise, you've got the state of California, a one-party state. Look at what's happening in California. It is an absolute mess. And if that doesn't give you a good idea of what happens when one party takes over, particularly the Democratic Party, I don't know what else to tell you. Okay, so you need to wake up and smell the coffee on this stuff and get over it. Get in the fight here and be part of the recipe to solve the problems that America is facing today. We need everybody involved here. This cannot be just a Republican thing. You know, and I know everybody's feelings are hurt because the way politics works, it always about somebody's credit. You know, who gets the credit? Is it the Republicans or it's the Democrats? How about we, the people, get the credit for once in a while, huh? Would that be a refreshing opportunity, maybe?
Right, exactly. And they're trying to just refer to everybody that doesn't agree with them as a racist. Well, a majority of those that voted for Barack Obama in the Rust Belt basically voted for Donald Trump this time around. So what does that tell you?
Yeah, right, exactly.
They were never on message.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, they are confused, but even, you know, leaders within their own party are saying, hey, look, it's time to move on, time to get it together. This is the growing sentiment. I say that is a good start. Let's just keep it rolling because we need everybody in the fight here if we're going to get this country back on track and make it great once again, regardless of what some celebrities and those of, you know, some magazines would want to indicate. Right, Megan? Megan Barr, founder, proprietor of ReaganBaby.com. Megan, Merry Christmas to you. Thank you so much, as always.
Merry Christmas, and thank you for everything this year. Happy New Year.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Holiday decor goes beyond what meets the eye. Embrace the scents of the season in your home with this simple tip.
We love to fill our home with the warm, comforting scents of the holidays by making our own potpourri. It's so easy. To create the perfect holiday aroma, simply fill a saucepan with water and simmer fruit like cranberries and oranges with spices such as cinnamon and nutmeg.
Even better, all of these ingredients can be found at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank America Our Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. We can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I remember when people used to say things like Merry Christmas to each other. Everybody said Merry Christmas! Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mr. Lowenstein! You know why? Because it wasn't about a religion. It was about something as a culture we thought was so valuable that we'd all do it together, even if I disagreed with the religion behind it, because it was good for all of us instead of just me. But what do people say now? Happy Holidays. See, I just say Happy Holidays because I don't want to say Christmas because you don't believe in Christmas because I don't want to offend you.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. It's called Christmas. Bill Martinez, live.
Coffee shop to get myself a mocha. The lady at the counter said, Happy Holidays. I said, thanks, lady. I am pretty happy, but there's only one holiday that makes me feel that way. And it's called Christmas. What more can I say? Christmas with the capital C. God's got a law and we pretty much destroyed it. We're gonna get judged, there's no way to avoid it. But Jesus came down to take the punishment for me. He did it for you too, so now maybe you can see why it's called Christmas.
Oh, yes, we want to say happy holidays because we don't want to leave anybody out, really. How come there's a ton of holidays in February? Nobody ever says happy holidays in February, do they? They say what it is. Happy Valentine's. Ooh, you believe in love?
It's called Christmas.
Come on. But nobody wants to say Christmas. Everything else but Christmas. Why? I know why. You do
awesome too. It's because it's got Christ in it, and after 2,000 years, he's still intimidating people. You see, when a religious person says, I'm the way, people don't want to hear this. They don't.
Come on. It's called Christmas.
I say you gotta say Merry Christmas, because it is. If you don't believe in it, fine. But I have a flash for you. Christianity happens to be the religious heritage of my country, whether you like it or not.
It's called Christmas.
So if you're not a Christian, or you don't like it, and you don't want Christmas celebrated, God bless you. But let me tell you something. If you think you're going to stop me from saying it because it offends you, hey, I got a flash for you. Put a helmet on. It's my country, too.
It's called Christmas.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the Fish Guys blessing us this Christmas 2016. Yes, it's called Christmas with a capital C. And, you know, you listen to those words. Boy, they're very powerful, put to music. And I know we can kind of chuckle about it. And we've had this conversation here before. Again, it's what's in your heart, you know. And if somebody wants to say Happy Kwanzaa to me or whatever, Happy Hanukkah, I'm not going to be offended because I know what's come, what it's all about. It's a blessing. Merry Christmas is a blessing. It's about the holiday spirit. And look what this latest poll that was executed by the Knights of Columbus, 20 percentage points, a majority of Americans prefer Merry Christmas to Happy Holidays. A strong majority also associates the meaning of the holiday with birth of Jesus, according to a recent Maris poll, again, sponsored by the Knights of Columbus. While most, almost 6 in 10, 57%, say they prefer Merry Christmas, fewer than 4 in 10, 37%, prefer Happy Holidays. This war on Christmas has just confused the heck of people, and I just feel sorry for these young kids that are, you know, doing, you know, Christmas jobs, holiday jobs, whatever you want to call it, at these different retail operations and stores, and I know corporately the dictate has come down. It seems that it's lightened up a little bit because they're able to respond in kind. Some places I say Merry Christmas, they say Merry Christmas back. Some say Happy Holidays, they say Happy Holidays. So they're mirroring what is being said out there. Whatever it is, I would caution and my encouragement to people of faith is it's from the heart. It's a blessing. That's what this is all about. When we really appreciate Merry Christmas, that it's more than the retail purchases that we make. It is about the greatest gift that was ever bestowed upon God's creation. God himself amongst us to be the solver, the ultimate solver of every ill that we've been facing in our humanity through this journey that we call life. His name is Jesus, really the way, the only way, the truth, and the life. That's what this is all about. We celebrate this this child born in a manger that came in only the way that God would do it, in a way that would astound us, in a way that if you do not have eyes to see, if you don't have a heart that's connected to God, you don't understand. You don't understand the gift of Christmas. It's impossible. And frankly, it makes me sad because you're missing out on so much if that's where you are right now. But it doesn't have to continue that way. And, you know, maybe God is saying to you, hey, look, it's time to reconcile this. It's time to understand that, you know, for you thinking that, you know, nobody is going to be the boss of you. Maybe it's time for you to realize that, hey, look, there is a very benevolent boss just waiting, knocking at the door of my heart, wanting to come in. And all I have to do is say, come on in. That's what it's all about. I wish you all a very Merry Christmas, the best of the new year. We have a lot of hope on the horizon and understand that it is a true gift of God. And, you know, we need to be thankful in so many ways. And I pray that it is a special one for you. I also have something to share with you, which comes from one of our affiliates, one of the owners of our affiliates in Cleveland. And this is just a really special poem that he has written. And I want to share it with you right now. It says, if you're like me, since you were small, Christmas was always the best. But what if we shift the paradigm and put ourselves to the test? Christmases past have all come and gone and always were filled with good cheer. But not long after, nothing changed. So can we pledge a new Christmas this year? It's not that we're all old and grouchy or hardened by the heartache and strife. It's quite the opposite. Really, we realize how precious is life. No guarantees, no do-overs, no expectations at all, no regrets, no woulda, couldas, no stress if we're not on the ball. Let's pledge to rise every morning and thankfully greet a new day. Let's pledge to remember our loved ones, our gifts that could soon go away. Let's pledge to make each decision as if never would pass, yet pledge to live every moment as if this day were our last. Let's not dread the planning and shopping or fret with what doesn't get done. Every face that we'll see our big smile to each moment. Let's try to bring fun. And this year, at the front and the center, let's proclaim to the ends of the earth, may we know his love long after Christmas. May we all be reborn with his birth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. This comes from the Spirit Media family in Cleveland. Ray Somich wrote this poem. This is absolutely precious. We're going to link it on our website. I'm sure you would like to share this with your family, because he has so rightfully and pointedly captured the sentiment that I believe that many Americans are looking to and realizing, look, let's let go of that past paradigm. That paradigm that had us chasing down the last parking spot, not wanting to give it up as we go to the mall, and especially with these coming and waning moments right before Christmas, which we're going to be facing the number one weekend shopping weekend in the country. So it gets a little crazy, I understand, but look, breathe a little bit. Think about Ray's poem here, and may it be a blessing to you, just like our phrase. Merry Christmas. May that be a blessing to you and your family. Maybe a special time of year, a time of renewal, a time where if we have turned our backs on God, it's been a rough 8 years or so, some a little bit longer. And maybe you thought God wasn't there and God wasn't listening. And maybe you're starting to think, well, maybe it wasn't me walking alone, that it was God carrying me. Maybe you're having one of those moments. And if that's the case, look, it just like God has always said, if you draw near to him, he will draw nigh to you. And I can't imagine a better Christmas gift than that for you and your family. Wish you all the best. Thank you so much for being with us, being a part of this show. We are expectant and excited about what is on the horizon for America and, dare I say, the world. Merry Christmas to you, one and all. Thank you so much.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This special report is brought to you by Shriners Hospitals for Children. There may be no place like home for the holidays, but with more cooking, open flames, and live Christmas trees, your home is also at a higher risk for fires during this time of the year. According to a new survey conducted by Shriners Hospitals for Children, many Americans may be adding to the danger by not taking some of the simplest safety precautions. For example, less than half of those surveyed water their Christmas trees daily, a key step to keep them safe. A quarter of respondents say they leave lit candles unattended, a common cause of home fires. And nearly 30% do not turn pot handles to the back of the stove to keep them out of a child's reach. Shriners Hospitals for Children, a leader in pediatric burn care for decades, is urging families to visit beburnaware.org to learn how they can reduce the risk of fires and burns this holiday season. For more resources and tips, visit beburnaware.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. And, oh, I got a big treat for you. I got lots of treats for you because, hey, after all, we're, you know, it's almost Christmas. Why not? We've got the free movie, a free movie of Hillsong United, their movie, Let Hope Rise. Absolutely outstanding. You're going to love it. We're giving it away because that's the way we roll. All you got to do, drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me, hey, Martinez, get me in the hop up. I want one of those movies, the Blu-ray DVD that was just released this week. You can have it absolutely free, our gift to you. And I know that's the way Lauren Kitchen Stewart rolls, too, because she's a giver. She's an absolute giver, aren't you?
It's well, I'm sitting here thinking, what can I do to top this? I'm like, okay, listening family, if y'all will contact me, I'm trying to think which way they should contact me because there's a million different ways. What about Lauren@AFR.net, Lauren@AFR.net, that's easiest. And I'll send them a happy pack with all kind of good stuff.
A happy pack?
Yeah, that's got books and movies and coffee and
all kinds of stuff. Oh, so you're trying to trump my Hillsong United Let Hope Rise movie giveaway?
I think I might be trumping it.
I think
no pun intended.
Or absolutely intended. Hey, Rob, you can say that. You can say that.
You got me a gift, so if you want to go ahead and trump him on that, that'd be great.
Yeah, really.
Well, you know, that's funny because when y'all called that, I thought, I need to get those guys something for Christmas. I mean, I'm like toast this year for Christmas because the election had us, I think, all so bewildered and Twitter-pated. None of us have done diddly squat for like last week. And we're like, it's Christmas, oh my goodness. So I will get you guys. So whatever Bill got you, man, I am going to top it. What did you get?
Get ready.
We don't want to
get into a comparative deal because it's from your heart, and your heart is special, and that in itself is just crazy. I know. Yeah, look.
That's the greatest gift ever.
You're knocking me off track here because I want to talk about Robin's meme that you sent me with Bill Clinton and President Obama. Oh, no, I love this one. It says, Scott, you'd love this one. He's, this meme they sent, got Bill Clinton saying this to Obama. You want to hear a secret? Oh, and the president says, sure. He says, I voted for Trump. Bill Clinton says, and President Obama says, me too.
Me too. Yeah, Robin finds all this. As a matter of fact, he sent me a few things that are a little colored, but they're so funny. You know, they're off colored.
Yes.
And I'm like, ooh, now I could only send these to a couple of people that would really know where we're coming from. And Bill's always one of those.
Yeah, thank goodness. Keep me in the mix here. Hey, what did you think about, speaking of which, the First Lady's interview with Oprah? And boy, I'll tell you, she lit up the internet with her reference of bye-bye Felicia. Man, I'm telling you, you know, for somebody that you would hope would, you know, sometimes you get this feeling she has some class, and then other times things come out and you go, Oh, that's classless. Why would you say that?
This is how bad it was. We started watching it, not intentionally. We were just flipping through, and Robin had it on, and I'm wrapping presents, and he's, you know, baking and doing things. And I said, you have got to turn that. I said, I can't stomach it anymore. Mm-hmm. So we watched the first little bit, and when it started, you know, she started being negative. And you know what? Aside from it, too, I get so frustrated with Oprah because she has such a huge sphere of influence. And I'm like, mm-hmm. and you're doing nothing with it. I mean, that's the way I feel because she doesn't share my political views or my moral standards. So, of course, I'm going to feel that way. But I was just, I couldn't bear it. Mm-hmm. And so the next day, I'm hearing more of what was said that I couldn't even digest. And I'm like, I don't know. Did you watch it? Can you watch stuff like that?
Well, yeah.
See, I just shut down.
You force yourself into it because you got to understand what the culture is eschewing. And I didn't quite get the Bye-Bye Felicia deal. I had to do some research on it because that's kind of like more colloquial urban, you know, kind of.
But what does it mean?
Well, it's just kind of in a very crude sort of way, like bye-bye, who cares about you? And it's a little bit more, guttural, and as if you don't matter. And so it's just kind of like, get out of the way. You don't matter anyway. And I think that's, you know, that's the sad part, that's part of her worldview. And some people may chuckle about it. I was just kidding. But no, it really, I really think it brought to light her worldview about certain things, and it's sad, as you say, whether it's Oprah or even the First Lady in potential positions of influence that could have left their mark in a very resounding,
right.
Very special way,
yes.
and you blow it as you're going out the door. I mean, what a shame.
The water cooler talk was about the lack of hope. I mean, that's what got the people. They were like, are you kidding me? Mm. The last 8 years, more has happened in the past month. You know, than the past 8 years as far as what Donald Trump is trying to do for the American people. And then you're going to even present the fact that we're hopeless. I mean, but, you know, I just can't understand people that live in this other arena. But, and Robin keeps reminding me of that. And I've told you all that before. I'm like, but no, everybody knows it's not that way. But I guess if you surround yourself with people saying only certain things to you, and that's all that you're around, and, you know, you don't have a balanced point of view, and that's
right.
The way they think it is. I mean, they think the past 8 years have been phenomenal, even though there's fact after fact after fact and statistic after statistic to prove converse to that. Mm-hmm. It's like they just, I don't know. It's weird. They drank the Kool-Aid. And a lot
of like, like they say, Lauren, it's that echo chamber existence that they live in. They're just hearing mm-hmm. themselves and hearing people like them. And this is why they're in such a shock over the results of this election. I mean, we talk about a disconnect. But, you know, it's like, okay, get over it. Guess what? This is the United States of America. It's not a Republican thing. It's not a Democratic thing. We have to be solution-focused, and we need all hands on deck. That's my encouragement to Democrats and those that are in shock. I'm disappointed at the First Lady. But, you know, but why? I mean, you know, it's consistent. I mean, she said that first night when Barack Obama was elected president, for the first time, she's proud of America. For the first time. Are you kidding me? For our grand history and all the things that America has done, even for the Muslim community over the years and the Muslim nations, you know, if that happens to be your bent and perspective, you're going to say, all that is aside, everything we did in World War I, World War II, how we saved the world, that's
mm-hmm.
irrelevant. But now, for the first time ever, I'm proud of America. So why would not the other side of the bookend be, I've lost hope?
I've lost hope. Well, and people are still talking about her saying that, you know, this is the first time I'm proud to be American. I mean, it resonated so much with people, and I think baffled folks so much that still today, I mean, I'll be having that conversation at work with friends, all different arenas in my life about her saying that. People have never forgotten those words. And President Obama last week was, you know, saying, well, the reason this happened is, you know, we just didn't, you know, go to the other states like we should have, like he did. You know, we didn't get down to the grassroots people. I'm like, what are you talking? That has nothing to do with it. It might have not helped. But what happened was that, you know, people didn't feel safe, and people wanted to know they were going to be able to have a job. And to be cared about. It came down to something that basic. Don't you think
we want to know
that somebody cares for us and somebody is going to defend us? That is what we want, bottom line.
Well, they'll know you by your fruit, right? What's the fruit of this administration? The policies have proven time and again they do not work. Whether you're talking about health care, national security, you're talking about job creation, it has been one mess after another. Hey, Lauren, I wanted to bring your attention and talk to you a bit about what happened on Jeopardy. I don't know if you saw this, but a sweet story, sweet and sad, especially this time of year. You had a woman who was competing. Her competitors didn't even know this, but she was dying of cancer. In fact, even in the pre-screening of the show, she asked the people, said, well, when will this, air? When will we be able to, actually do this filming of these episodes? Because she told them at that time, she said, I'm dying of cancer. I don't know how long I'm going to last. Anyway, she had a record run. Her total winnings reached nearly $106,000. It's going to be donated to cancer research in the hopes, as they would say, no one else would have to go through what she did. And we're talking about Jeopardy contestant Cindy Stoll, winning streak coming to an end, died of cancer the week before her episode was set to air. So what an incredible story. And her posthumous appearance is a first for Jeopardy. The show's host, of course, Alex Trebek, said in a statement, Stoll died Monday after battling terminal colon cancer. But
I had not heard that story. Yeah, I mean, yeah. maybe they let her see the edited, versions and what they were going to be showing.
Well, actually, they did. They did. She did have a chance to see it before they aired. So, so that was, and even the her fellow contestants had no idea whatsoever that she was dealing with this. But
it wasn't a sympathy win. People were just backing down to let her have it. I mean, they didn't know. She won that fair and square.
Exactly. Well, it's Christmas 2016. We have a lot to be thankful for.
And stories like that make you stop and go, you know what, Lord, amidst all that we have going on, thank you for health. Thank you for family. Thank you for things I so easily take for granted. You know, that those stories like that really bring you back to what matters and keeping our priorities straight.
Yeah, it's the eternal issues of life, and this is what we're reminded of, in the Advent season leading up to our expectation of Emmanuel, God with us. Mm-hmm. And God is here to be with us this Christmas season if we'll just, hear him knocking, right?
Well, exactly. And to acknowledge that the reason we feel the way we feel is because of what Jesus did when he came. All that we're feeling, all that people are drinking in, it's that love and that joy, that mercy, that grace. We're getting a foretaste of heaven in these days we're celebrating Christmas. Can you just imagine how awesome glory is going to be one day? It'll be like 100% magnified to the best Christmas morning you've ever had.
Amen. Well, say goodnight, Lolo. It is time for the Lucy girl to get back to all her Christmas festivities, getting all the cookies, the last minute cleaning, everything all wrapped together. And of course, you got Scott on the edge of his seat waiting to see what is going to be coming his way as well.
And don't forget about your video and my happy pack, lauren@afr.net, and they can contact you how?
bill@billmartinezlive.com. Merry Christmas, Lauren. Right.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative.